Well, the golfing year is certainly drawing to a close with the staging of three events this week we can have a look at in terms of a betting proposition. Certainly the last chance to get some additional funds for the Christmas shopping, you would think. Hopefully we're able to do that. We had a reasonable week last week. Louis Oosthuizen winning the South African Open and Clark Dennis winning on the senior tour in Europe. A couple of players that we thought would do well. And we went reasonably close at the QB shootout with Charles Howell and Luke List giving us a good sight there. But let's have a look at the events we'll be touching on this week. The Indonesian Masters is the last event on the Asian Tour, that being played in Jakarta. The Alfred Dunhill Championship is the last of the European Tour events for the season. That'll be for the year, that is. Of course, the season is a wraparound one, so the new season's already started, but it's certainly the last event of 2018 for the European and Sunshine Tours in South Africa. And the other event we'll keep an eye on is the tournament in Seychelles, the European Senior Tour, the MCB Tour Championship. It's a follow-up to last week's event on Mauritius, and we'll have a chance to have a look at that and see if we can find a winner. Well, let's start with the Indonesian Masters, and as is typical with this event over the last couple of years that it's been held, they've been able to attract some very good players to the event, a couple of very significant marquee players. Those players including Justin Rose and Hendrik Stenson. Justin Rose, 7 top tens in his last 7 starts this season. He's in extraordinary form at the moment. He is the defending champion here, so everything points towards him to being the likely winner of the event. But at $2.85, I mean, you'd have to consider yourself whether you see that as being good value. Any price, I suppose, a winner, but $2.85, I don't know whether it's worth the gamble, is it? But he's going to be the likely contender and the likely winner of the event, and I suppose on that base, if you can get $2.85 for a dollar, then hey, it's not all bad. Hendrik Stenson's at $4.25. He certainly played a little bit better over his last few starts. He had some issues, I think, with injury earlier this year, but he was 4th at the Hero Challenge. He was 12th in Dubai. He's one of the class players in the field, obviously the Open champion of a couple of years ago, and he and Justin Rose are certainly the standouts in terms of favouritism and in terms of the likely chances to win the tournament, although Justin Rose, as I said, has such an amazing record of late, and as the defending champion, he deserves to be the hot favourite, and he certainly is. A couple of other players that would be worth keeping an eye on, I think. Shuga Imahira, the Japanese player, has had a brilliant season in Japan this year. He's one of the leading money winners there. He's been a dominant player up there for much of 2018. But the problem with Imahira is that he seldom plays outside of Japan, and whether he can convert that Japan tour form to Indonesia remains to be seen. He's at $21. He's a fine, fine player, no doubt about that. But there is that one bit of concern about his capacity to play well outside of his home tour. The Indian player Shubhankar Sharma is at $17. He was 11th in this event last year. He was playing very well earlier in the year, then seemed to lose his way a little bit in the middle of the season. But he's been a little bit better of late. He was 6th in Hong Kong a couple of weeks ago. He's a class player, Sharma. And he's at $17. So Justin Rose and Hendrik Stenson, if you like those odds, at $2.85 and $4.25 respectively. Imahira at $21 and Sharma at $17 are the players that I think are worth keeping an eye on this week. We move to South Africa for the Alfred Dunhill Championship at Leopard Creek. It's been played here in each of the last 13 years. So there's a bit of historical form to be able to use to form some base of potential winners and contenders for the title. And amongst those is Charles Swartzel, who's just had a brilliant record here. He's won this event in 3 of the last 5 years. He also finished 4th last year and did win back in 2005. So he's been a 4-time winner of this event. He improved last week when 3rd at the South African Open. His form prior to that wasn't particularly good, but back home in South Africa, he's playing very well, and that third place finish last week gives him a solid chance this week to continue his outstanding record in this event. He's at $8. Brandon Grace is also a previous winner of this event. He was 7th last week, and he was 11th at the Nedbank Challenge, so he's playing quite nicely at the moment. Is the South African Brandon Grace. He's at $9. Louis Oosthuizen, of course, was last week's winner, and in great form generally in more recent times. I guess if there is a concern about Oosthuizen, and it's his record here, he hasn't played all that often, and when he has played, he hasn't played particularly well at Leopard Creek. He's at $6, so he's the hot favourite, mainly because of that brilliant form that he's in at the moment. But there is that one little bit of concern about his capacity to do well in this particular event. Brandon Stone is the defending champion. The South African was seventh last week. He did win the Scottish Open earlier this year, so he's a world-class player now, Brandon Stone. And at $17, I think those are reasonably good odds. And I think Romain Legansky, the French player, who's had a very good run on the Challenge Tour, European Challenge Tour late in the season, and then, of course, has his European Tour card now. He finished second in the South African Open last week behind Louis Oosthuizen, and he's at $23. So Charles Schwartzel, Brandon Grace, Louis Oosthuizen, and Brandon Stone and Romain Legansky are my players to keep an eye on this week at the Alfred Dunhill Championship. The other event and the final event we'll have a look at is the MCB Tour Championship, a continuation of the Tour Championship Series for the European Senior Tour being played in the Seychelles. Clark Dennis was the winner last week. He's been one of the dominant players on the European Senior Tour in 2018. And as I said, he did win last week. He's at $7. Tom Lehman is also at $7. He was sixth last week. He's the class player in the field, really, Tom Lehman, former Open champion and, of course, a dominant player on the US Seniors Tour, or the Champions Tour, as they call it. I think sixth last week was a nice warm-up for this week's event, and provided he finds a golf course that he's comfortable with, then I think Thomas Lehman is going to improve on that sixth-place finish last week. And a couple of other players that I think are worth keeping an eye on at slightly longer odds. Magnus Atlevi from Sweden. He's at $17. He's been playing very well on the European Senior Tour this season. Has Atlevi, the Swedish player, and Peter Fowler, the Australian golfer, is at $21. He had a bad last round last week when he was in contention of sorts on Mauritius. I think Peter Fowler is a consistent enough player to begin be in the mix this week. So Clark Dennis and Tom Lehman, the two Americans, both at $7. Magnus Atlevi, the Swedish player, at $17. And Peter Fowler at $21, the players worth keeping an eye on this week. So enjoy your betting this week. Bet responsibly, of course. Good luck with your investments. Enjoy the Christmas break. We'll be back early in the new year to have a look at the beginning of the US PGA Tour season and tournaments getting underway very quickly early in January. But let's hope you get a little bit of an extra bonus this week to be able to go towards the cost of Christmas. This is Bruce Young.